Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future No Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it. Put it up.
The type of people made the club before. Many a day has passed.
Yo, what's up, everybody? As you know, a lot's happened in the last 24 hours and definitely since the last podcast. Man, we're going to break it down as only we can. Sam, you ready to dive into this, man?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. All right, so matter of fact, I normally will break it down, but I'm gonna let you go ahead and start this one off, Sam, and I'm going to try to figure out the best way to start approaching everything that's happened on the timeline.
Well,
then, yeah, we'll go from there. Go ahead and I guess give a brief rundown of everything that's happened since, I guess, what was that, late last night.
All right. Well, for me, it actually started Sunday night, I think. I think it was Sunday night. Yeah, Sunday night it started. Okay. For me. Somebody called me. We was talking on the phone. And I was like, well, it seems like the players want to play, so I think they're going to, you know, well, I think me and you had already discussed, like, there is no way in which they're not going to play college football, right? I think me and you already kind of, like, we said that, like, they're going to play college football. They don't really care. So
Too much money.
Yeah, too much.
The president basically came out and said they're going to play football because I need the money.
Yeah, I mean, that's what this is right now, right? So, and people's jobs depend on it, right? A lot of people's jobs depend on it, right? So
absolutely.
I got a call. We talking on the phone. And so one of the first things that came up while I was talking to this person was like, oh, yeah, you know, well, they saying people got COVID. People are wanting to opt out of the season. Well, some of the people that saying they're going to opt out of people that's going to, you know, at Florida State was basically not going to play and was, you know, on the line of being transferring out, right? So I was like, okay, well, that's kind of shaky. But, you know, that ain't nothing crazy. I mean, kind of coaches – you know, mask and kind of call stuff what they want to call it when they're moving players on from the program anyway, right? No big deal. All right, cool.
Right.
So we go from that conversation, we started talking. He like, yeah, man, you know, and all these players not really, all the players are not really on board, like, with playing. That's what that's what the person was telling me. So I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, like, just because the guys on social media speaking out, that's not how the whole locker room feels. So I'm like, oh, shit. Well, that don't sound good. You know what I'm saying? So that was Sunday night. You know, right. We had this conversation.
Locker room never works well.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird that everybody not on the same page. I thought they, you know, because I'm thinking, well, it would be saying he want to play. You know, I'm thinking some of these guys are saying they want to play. Then they speaking for everybody. But he like, nah, man, they ain't speaking for everybody. Some people are a little shaky on what's going on. And something I was told was, you know, a couple of the guys actually had kids in the off season. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of them had babies in the off season, so, you know, it's a little different for some of them, you know. So I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. So, and I think the thing that really kind of spun all this kind of out of control where we get to the place where we're at today is that press conference, right? Because I think once they had that press conference, guys were like, okay, we being tested, but we ain't being tested like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we getting tested, but we ain't tested the way y'all say we tested. Like, and a lot of us have gotten sick, you know, has got COVID, but y'all not reporting every time somebody get COVID. Like, you know, we don't know this, but I mean, I don't want to put the number out, but I heard it's over 20. I heard that.
Yep.
So I heard it was over 20 right. kids that, yep. you know, end up, you know, contracting COVID-19. So, with that being said, I mean, people felt like, well, y'all are saying this, but what about that? You know, so I think that's where mm-hmm. it came out with J-Rob and a couple of other guys. Then I think Matthews last night was the one that came out and said, okay, I got COVID, right? So he not even leaving it in the university hand to even disclose it or even say anything about it. I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to just say I got COVID, right? So, right. I think once that happened, people kind of like, you know, jumped on him, he getting attacked. So I think basically one of his other teammates, which is Warren, I think basically came out with like, you know, which if you think about it, they're in the same position group. So they might be a little closer. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking maybe he just stuck up for his friend. Like, nah, man, you know, it ain't just DJ that got a problem with it. Like, I got a problem too. Because, you know, everybody was kind of clowning DJ last night on the timeline. You know what I'm saying? So I think Warren really was just taking up for his friend. Like, no, you know, I got issues too. And he put that shit on a letterhead, which is like.
Like it was an official statement.
Yeah, bro. Like it was official in front of school, bro. Like, yeah, bro, this is official. I officially got a problem with this. So,
that's because, like, it's funny. I'm a Paul right there, but it's funny because that's the first thing I saw when I saw the FSU logo. I read the statement. I was like, oh, man. Like, it felt as if, like, this was an official statement from the university basically saying, no, we support you in your, you know, feeling like we messing up. That's kind of how I read it at first. It wasn't until I finished it. I was like, yo, no, I don't think the school necessarily wanted their logo attached to this. But now, go ahead. Continue on, man.
Yeah, man. So, basically, I think some players are incentivized to play this year, right? When I look at it, I know it would be. You know, he's going to graduate this year. So I imagine he wants to play football and go pro after this year. I'm just guessing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing stuff out there.
Yep.
So.
Nope. Same way I think we've got to feel about Terry and, you know, about
Big Marvin.
Even though Marvin Wilson has been kind of, you know, yeah, Marvin has been a little seemingly, I guess, unbiased. But at the same time, he's kind of looking at, man, I stayed for an extra year. I need to play this extra year.
Right. And I understand that, you know what I'm saying? And I think where I sit at with all of this is, do I think they can play football, or do I think the players are going to be safer playing football? I don't know. I think so. I think they can. But I think the bigger thing is it's pressure for them to play football. You know what I'm saying? I think that's more of the issue, is that the pressure for them to play football. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's, can they do it safely? I think they can do it safely, but it is pressure to do it. And why are they being pressured and seemingly nobody else is being pressured? You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I think they're at the same risk as anybody else is of getting COVID, right?
Right.
I think if you are not social distant, you're not wearing masks, you're going out. Again, I've seen the videos. We have all seen the videos of just parties and college bars. And I saw a video of just kids walking through the high school. Now that school has been shut down. I think that the same risk as everybody else is of contracting COVID, getting sick, and potentially dying. So I don't look at it as, okay, yeah, they need to do this. Where I have a problem is they're being forced to do this because other people need to get paid. And that's where I have the problem. Don't tell me that I'm an amateur. Don't tell me that I'm a student first and what I'm getting paid is my scholarship. But then y'all are telling me, yeah, but you got to play this sport. That's where it gets to be contradictory for me, and that's why I have a problem. Because, if I'm an amateur, then no. At this point, it shouldn't even be an option. Season's canceled. We're gonna done and we'll figure it out because we're the university. But right. What's happened is essentially they've been forced to play. And they're being told that they're forced to play, and they've been, from what it looks like, covering certain things up so that they can force to play. I don't think anybody knows what the true number is across college football.
No.
I believe if they're really getting tested every single week, and they are every other week or whatever the case may be, I don't think there's one college university who's come out with the real number of what it actually is.
Right.
I also know if they're going to still be going to class and they're still going on campus, then ain't no point not playing the season.
Right.
Because, again, unless you are shutting down the school, then they're going to still got to go to them dorms, which I can tell you ain't no social distance in no dorms. I've been to them. And I can tell you there ain't no, like, social distance on them college campuses or in them classrooms or whatever. So at this point, they at just as much risk whether they play the games or not. I have a problem with the message that's being said and the idea of amateurism, once again, what we're basically calling these kids amateurs, but treating them like professionals. And that's where I see the biggest problem in. But I guess to get back onto what's happened specifically at Florida State, it just – DJ Matthews – okay, let me ask you this then. Did DJ Matthews need to come out and say what he said? Or do you have a problem with him saying it?
I think the problem is when somebody else is speaking for you and it's not the truth or it's not transparent, then I think it makes people want to speak out. You know what I'm saying? I don't see, this is the thing about it. And I think we talked about this on that podcast with Ingram. Once you allow kids to start talking, they don't stop talking. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
You can't bottle it back up. See, now we was all down with these kids tweeting, we want to play, we want to play, we want to play. It's what the kids want, it's what the kids want. Okay. All right. That's the mm-hmm. one side of it. That's one side of the coin.
We don't want to, but when they people lying, right.
It's yeah. Yeah, now we got a problem. You know what I'm saying? You can't have it both ways. You got to take both of it. You know what I'm saying? So
we hold on, Rick. We want their voice as long as it agrees with what our voice is saying. That's essentially what I mean. That's right. Essentially what's happening.
We want
if you
to be
agree
a,
with us.
Yeah,
we want to hear from you.
We want to be an
please,
echo chamber.
By all means, speak out. Because,
yeah,
exactly.
Echo
if
chamber.
You disagree. You need to shut up.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
ahead.
That and that's all this is about. So. People now like, well, we need a social media ban. But on Sunday, you didn't want a social media ban, did you? On Sunday, you was like, yeah, push us forward, kids. You know what I'm saying? But now it's like, ah, we need a ban. It's talking. It's talking out of control. You know what I'm saying? I think, and another thing that I find kind of ironic about the whole thing is like, we want to label the kids bad kids because they're coming out saying, we think y'all should be doing more, right? And I'm just going to say this. I don't think this is the first time them kids have said, I think y'all should be doing more. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's the first time they came out and said that. I think this is their last resort is coming to Twitter. I think once they come to Twitter, they know, okay, all hell finna break loose. Oh, if I tell you something, I'm giving you an opportunity to do something about it. If you don't do nothing about it, it's going to show up on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? And don't speak for me. You know, so I think that's what it's all about. Yeah, I think that's all it's about. I mean, I don't come to social media with my personal life. This is me as a 33-year-old man. I don't do that. I'm not that type of person anyway. But as a head coach, you have to realize what type of kids you got. Your kids are going to go to social media. They've already blew your spot up one time about the Black Lives Matter and the protests. So, like, you need to understand who you're dealing with. And I do think it's not all Norvell's fault. I think this is what happens when you have a program that doesn't have all the things that an Alabama, a Clemson, or Auburn has, where they got people that can individually talk to kids and cater to kids' needs. You know what I'm saying? These coaches, I think, are good football coaches, right? I think they're football junkies. I don't think football junkies are going to personally take the time to care about each and every player. You know what I'm saying? That's why Alabama has a big ass support staff for people to actually do that. You know what I'm saying? So I think these players kind of feel like, okay, when it's football time, we all in. But outside of football, I mean, I don't know where these coaches really stand at with us. You know? Y'all in here to make money and make y'all careers too.
No, I 100% agree with you. I think it's part of a bigger issue, in my opinion. I think we've now had on two instances where, I hate to say folks are lying, but what I will say is that the truth has been stretched, right? And so that's why I think the players have the issue. It's not the fact that the testing may be getting done. Players, they also may be lying about the numbers. They also have, I guess, some other issues that the players may have or have either acknowledged or haven't acknowledged. But when you get on the microphone and you then start making things seem as if it's better than what it is, that's where people have problems. And that's where these players have problems, because we've seen it. The last two times players have come out and essentially blown up the spot, it's been behind, wait a minute, why are you saying these things in public when that's not the case? Stop saying things that's not true. So it leads me to believe there's a larger, I won't say systemic, but there's a larger issue at play here. There's a disconnect right now between management and between players, or between the players and upper management. Because I don't want to, like, I assume coaches are kind of the front line. So I don't necessarily think they have a problem with the coaches. I think they have a problem with the message that's being spun about them. And so I think that's what we got to figure out. And then has to be conversations with not just the head coaches, but with the presidents, with the head coaches, with the players. What do y'all, you know what I mean? What do y'all want? How do we figure out how we can all get on the same page? Because here's the problem. At the end of the day, it's making the university look bad. We talk about recruiting and all this other stuff, but these are all things that lead into you not having the ability to get recruits. If every other week y'all on TMZ, that's a problem.
Yeah.
And so there has to be something done. But when, again, like, either the president needs to shut up, and or he needs to figure out a ways to, all right, we're going to make this statement. This is what we're trying to say. Is everybody on board with this being the statement that comes out? And again, I understand that's not really how management works. My company can put out any statement they want to put out, but something has to give where we get to a place where the players essentially are calling coaches, presidents, and other folks basically lying. Hey, it's not that I don't feel safe. They're telling us we're safe. They're telling us we got all these protocols in place and I don't see it. Then you got other players coming out saying, I ain't never felt safe. It's a bad – the culture right now seems bad. And I know we keep putting this on, you know, Willie, and then they put it on Jimbo before then. Mike Norvell has to take some accountability in all of this because it's his team now. So right. You had one job at first from what we were told. Your job was to come in and fix the culture. That's what you stated. When we talked about him, when we met him in Jacksonville, I understand my culture issues and some of the problems, and so that's my goal to work on fixing them. You haven't done a good enough job of that. I think we can say that. He has not done a good enough job of fixing some of the culture things that are going on. And when you have a coach who's coming out saying whatever he lied about, you know, back then, and then you got not really lied, but, you know, embellished a little bit, and then you got the AD basically embellishing again. It's like, man, you can't keep having these issues where the players are essentially calling you liars, telling you that you're not telling the truth, and that you're going public with stuff to make yourself look good while the players are suffering. That's a problem. Warren Jay's statement, whew, goodness, on the FSU with the FSU logo behind it is a problem.
It was very strategic. It was very strategic, wasn't it?
It was very. That's what I mean. Like, you know, again, we all seen the hey, I'm deciding to decommit on the notepad, screenshot it, send it off. We've seen that. That's very clear. We've seen it 1,000 times or whatever. People tweet out from the Word note. I mean, from the notepad or whatever in the thing. When you decide to type it up and put it with the FSU logo in the background, you're trying to get you want it to get traction. You want this to become something because you feel like you're being marginalized. And at this point, we got to fix this. We got to fix it, and we got to figure out what the problem is. And it can't keep being chalked up to, man, it was a misunderstanding, because that's what the story is now. And it was just a big misunderstanding. Some people, you know, thought some things, and things happened, and it's all fixed now. How many more of these we have? You know, how many more of these we gonna do before somebody has to say something? You know what I mean? Before something gets done, because this can't be a continued cycle. We've had two in Norvell's camp. For as much as we can say about Willie, they wasn't these. am I lying though? I mean, we weren't on TMZ under Willie. Again, I'm not telling you he's a great coach. I'm not even saying I want him back. I ain't saying none of that. I'm just saying we weren't on TMZ twice. In the span of a few months. We've been on TMZ twice now in the span of a few months. Something is off somewhere. I don't think I'm too far off to say that.
Right. I think it's all going to get dealt with. So they said they're going to have a meeting with the presidents again today, I think. I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, they're going to play football, man. And this is why I don't get the fans getting upset with players and stuff, man. If somebody don't feel safe, they can't raise their concerns and say they don't feel safe. Like, I don't – why do we have to attack the fans? Like, I don't get why we're attacking players. Like, you don't know that player's situation, like that player's health concerns or health problems, or you don't know anything. All you know is that you want to watch football. Right. That's all you know. But you don't know what type of heart condition – some of the players on that team have, you know.
Right.
And they were saying that.
You don't know what type of heart condition their family has. You know what I mean? That's the thing about it. Like,
yeah.
These folks still have to return home. One of the part of the concerns with me, right, that I have is, okay, so I have a child who's sick, who takes medicine, who reduces. So I make sure that when I'm out, I wear my mask. I make sure that when she's out, she has on a mask. We're doing our best to social distance. But it's not just that. It's that I'm also around my grandparents. Well, I'm also around my parents, her grandparents. And so she's also over there as well. So what happens is she may be fine. She may be asymptomatic, but if she brings that to my parents who are up in age, who are African American, who are in the high risk area, who my mom also has health problems, now she can infect her. And that's why I think we've gotten so busy, and that's what we talked about on several podcasts. We got to get out of the mindset of we just want to see football played. Man, forget football. There are people's lives on the line. I know folks who have died from COVID. I know them.
Yeah.
I get phone calls. My dad calls me every single week with somebody he knew that I knew as a kid or we knew or a family friend or whatever who is now gone on. So it's bigger than us wanting to be entertained with football. Now, I would love to have football. I don't want it in the expense of people's lives. And that's been our stance from the very beginning, and I'm still here. Well, as it comes to Florida State, y'all got to fix whatever problems is going on at that university. But there is clearly a disconnect between the players, the coaches, and the president. And that has to be on the same page because you don't see Alabama on the news.
Yeah.
You don't even see Florida on the news. You don't even see Miami on the news.
Or Clemson. I mean, Clemson had 40-something kids that got tested positive, bro. That wasn't no big story.
Man, their coach was saying racist stuff on the timeline and didn't make national news. Now, part of it is the brand. I get it. But at the same time, man, y'all got to, like, you gotta find a way to be more preventative in some of these issues and some of these areas. I've never really been a fan of Jimbo telling the kids they can't speak. But if you're going to tell, but it, something has to be implemented to where these are not happening regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, man, I would think one more of these, you can put yourself in a position to where you are so toxic as a university and as a brand to where how you going to get kids to come?
Mm.
If I'm a parent, I'm looking at it, and I'm saying this university has been on the news two times in the last 6 months, and both of them have been players saying that the people lying on them. I got to look at it differently. And if I'm a top recruit, I definitely don't want to be associated with that.
Yeah. I mean,
he already have enough challenges as it is. You don't think he recruit. He has enough challenges as it is. So now we're going to add more challenges to it.
And I got weird messages in my inbox about how certain recruits feel about Norvell that, you know, I'm not finna share them. I'm not finna post them. But I mean, I'm just saying it's like, clean your house up, man. Get your shit together, man. You're not at Memphis. You know what I'm saying? Just like Willie, you're not at USF. You know what I'm saying? You're not at Oregon. It's a big-time program.
This is a big-time program with a big-time brand. And, again, FSU Twitter is an organism. Look, man, Google it. Google FSU Twitter and see the stories that pop up. And see, like, FSU Twitter is one of the biggest brands out there. They move the needle. So as a fan base, we got to do better. FSU Twitter has to do better. We make these stories much bigger than what they are. And when we start fighting back and forth and now we going about it and we yelling at the players and the players, that's why it gets picked up.
Yeah.
If I'm TMZ, I got somebody in the FSU Twitter just to see what's going to pop. He may be one of these people who bringing the smoke out, you know what I mean, who's fanning the flames. But, man, it's a lot of failures on a lot of different levels. I hate to say the fans are part of it, but the fans are absolutely part of it. A part to blame. The players are part to blame. There's just a lot of blame to go around. Nobody, in my opinion, is really innocent in it. But I just think, man, it got to be – something has to give, I think, is where I'm at. I'm at the point of fed up. I didn't even say nothing to say because I watched it all, and I was like, this is not good for anybody. This no. doesn't help anybody. This ain't no. good for nobody. This is not beneficial to anybody. Not the play. It don't benefit DJ. It don't benefit Mike. It don't benefit the program. It don't benefit the brand. At this point, this is just all problematic. And it, like you said, it started not with DJ. It started with the president talking way more than what he needed to take.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Like, you didn't need to say all that.
No.
Hey, listen, we're doing testing. We got it under control. Our numbers are, you know, our numbers are what they are. We expected to have some, but we're handling those on a case-by-case basis. Any questions?
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, I think when you start
when you go out killing it, and, yeah, you know, when you go out with the embellishments of we killing it out here and everybody knows how great we're doing.
This is the safest. Knows yeah, this is the safest.
Yeah, this is the safest university in the man, sounds like a, I ain't going to even say what I was going to say. But this is the safest university in the continental United States and maybe even the world. So y'all make sure y'all come. Man, meanwhile, the players are like, huh?
And you know, another.
I just tested positive for COVID.
And another thing is about that, another thing that if you Florida State, maybe, and I'm not, this isn't a politic thing, but maybe don't invite Ron DeSantis to your campus to do it, because understand how polarizing he is right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, have a sense of damn awareness, man. Like, just have some sense, man.
Who are you aligning yourselves with? Yeah. Who are you aligning yourselves with?
Like, we know he want to.
At this point, especially at this point.
Right. Like, we know he want to play football.
Like,
we know he don't.
We just had a racial situation. Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, we made TMZ because I'm basically saying that he was meeting with players about the Black Lives Matter. We just had this issue. So, for you to align yourself with Ron DeSantis is insanity to me. Or it's either intentional or it's extremely tone deaf.
Yeah, I mean, my
it's
thing
almost
is,
like,
but
like
you,
what we talked about with Dabo Swinney in the shirt.
Yeah, but you know
you
what
know, football you, matters or whatever it is.
You know what Ron DeSantis want to? You know he want to play football. He was the first person to open the states up. Like, you know where he stands. Like, you don't need to have him there to tell people the same. Like, don't have a guy that's been is the poster child of how you are not supposed to deal with the virus as the guy telling everybody how to deal with the virus in college football. Like,
who's directly aligned to a president who is also polarizing.
Right. Like, just have enough common sense, man. Like, understand the tone of what's going on in your locker room and the play of the families and everything. Like, but anyway, man, let's wrap on that.
Understand what's going on in the country. Like, forget your locker room. Take it bigger than that. You got to, like, there has to be a PR team or somebody who is looking at them and saying, all right, this is probably not a good idea to have a statement. I mean, to put out a press, to do a press conference with Ron DeSantis. Like, don't these people get consulted beforehand? Aren't they sitting in these meeting rooms just to kind of look and say, hey, man, I don't think that's probably a good idea, no lie. Like, I know this is what you think you should do, but I don't think this is a good idea. And to read over. And if they're not doing that, then somebody needs to start. You know what I mean? Somebody needs to start getting in these folks' heads. Maybe that's the solution. Hey, we need to hire a PR firm to basically just sit here in these meetings. And then right before we go out, we look at you and you say, yeah, no. And that way we can then have somebody at least to point to and say, the PR man told us this was a good idea. We didn't do it. You can fire him and we can move on. But all I'm saying is, like, it comes off extremely tone deaf. It comes off unprepared. And again, one of the biggest things we were told about Willie Tenure here was he was unprepared, he lacked attention to detail, so on and so forth. And we came on and said, I think this may be a bigger problem than what we've let on to be. I don't think it's just a Willie issue, but it may be a systemic problem across the university. And now Willie's gone, so we don't have him to yell at anymore. And the problems are still here with attention to detail. So my question is it may be bigger than Novell.
Yeah.
Bigger than the players. And if it's bigger than Novell and it's bigger than the players, we only can look to a couple of people, right?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap on that. It was just supposed to be like a quick little emergency pod. FSU football, man. Get your shit together, man.
No. I mean, we were always on the sideline. We felt like we needed to talk. We both frustrated. I was going to do a voice note. I honestly plan. I don't never do voice notes, but I was going to do a voice note just to be like, you know, say something. So when you hit me up, I was like, let's do it. I was like, nope, let's do it. That keep me from doing a voice note today.
Yeah, man.
Goodness gracious. I'm frustrated. Fan base, like I said, we got to do better. Players do better. Coaches need to do better. Administration need to do better. Our goal for the rest of this year should be to stay off of TMZ, which is a sad goal to have. But that should be our goal for the rest of this year. To stay off, to not be on TMZ for the rest of this year.
All right. Let's wrap it right down, bro.